Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of February 2018, and this is the 748th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just been recording this for the last 10 minutes as I've been walking into town, and I went to turn it off and realised I hadn't pressed the record button. So I've been talking into the air, talking at the ash trees in this lovely little bit of avenue. It's a very cool day today, and it's not a cool day. There's a lovely cool breeze at the moment, and it is a beautiful temperature, although it's supposed to go up to 30, and I'm heading into town to do tours of the bell tower, so it means walking up 170 odd steps a few times, and I'm really hoping that the temperature that it's supposed to reach, which is about 30 today, doesn't happen until I've finished doing that. Often the tower itself retains the temperature from the previous day, so it should be all right. It should be all right. But it's also supposed to be very humid, and there'll be a thunderstorm this afternoon. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, at the moment, it's really lovely. The streets are almost empty today. It's a long weekend. We've got a regatta happening this weekend, and I think a lot of people are not at the regatta but have gone away altogether, and there's just very, very little traffic, and the cafe where I've just been was nearly empty. Usually it's bursting at the seams on a Saturday. Today is also my mum's birthday, and yesterday I went to the house of a chap who comes to the quiz on the in the mornings at the cafe, the same person who took the high chair to Launceston. I think if you were listening to my podcasts before Christmas, you will have heard about those antics, and he's about to move house, and one of the things he has in his garden at the moment, one of the plants he has are Lily of the Valley, and they're were my mum's favourite flower. So I've dug some up yesterday and planted them in a pot at my house. So for my mum, really, mainly for my mum. And although the flowers will never be out on her birthday, I do hope that it'll produce. And so at some time of the year, European autumns rather than European springs, which is, you know, her birthday time, she will have some Lily of the Valley. I had thought that the other thing I would do today to think about her is polish silver. I inherited some of her silver pieces, and she always kept her silver very well polished. I polish from time to time, but I certainly don't keep it up. I polish things before I use them rather than having them all the time. So I thought I would polish silver today. It's a nice sort of meditative thing to do, and there's something very satisfying about gleam coming from tarnish. But when I was thinking of doing that, I had forgotten about the open day at the tower, so I'm not sure how I'll feel. Yes, it's it can get very hot going up 170 steps, but and tiring, not just hot, but tiring. So we'll just see how the day unfolds, and I will talk to you later. It feels like a day that's going to happen in sections, and of course at the end of it, the end of it marks the beginning of my unplugged week, so there won't be any moles next week, and so I will round off this podcast properly at the end of the day. I'll talk to you later. Hello again. I'm resuming this now. It's 4:45 and I've had a very strange day. This morning, as you know, I went to do some guiding, some running up and down stairs, some ringing for our open tower morning, and that went really well. Then I went home. It was very, very hot, very humid, and about an hour ago, no, actually probably more like 2 hours ago, I got a phone call saying that a bike that I had ordered was ready, and had been, it had some miscommunication, and that the shop was still open, and would I like to pick it up? So I walked into town, sweltering a bit, and went to pick it up, and a few things needed to be done, and the guy who was running the place was busy, he was on his own, so it took a long time to get served and then get the mirror put on and various other things, and he was very good to explain how it all worked. And just as I was about to walk out the door, the skies opened and it started pouring with rain, absolutely pouring. And I decided it was actually too wet to ride home. I haven't ridden a bike to any extent for about 50 years, and it didn't feel the right thing to do to ride it in this weather, so I've had to leave it in the shop, which is very, very disappointing, and now I've got a 45 minute wait for a bus. I'm also extremely not dressed for the rain. But still, it was really nice to acquaint myself with the bike that is coming. And it's very exciting. He said the shop would be open tomorrow on Sunday, which I didn't expect at all. So I hope be able to pick it up then. The rain's quite dramatic. It's sort of coming through in waves, and not a good way to to start my bike life. I'm so looking forward to having a bike life and expanding my horizons a bit beyond my walking scope. And beyond the scope of buses, which are really, the service is not very good here. So, so yes, I'm just waiting So I'm not sitting at home gently polishing the silver as I thought I might. Not sure if it'll be about 5:30 when I get back. I'm not quite sure what the evening will bring. Anyway, it's been nothing if not an interesting day today, and it'll be good to get out of my usual routine. It's funny in the town, everything closes at 4, so I thought I might be able to go and find somewhere to have a coffee. The only place I can see that's open is a rather rough looking pub. I absolutely don't want to go into. So I think I'll just wander up and down the street for the next little while and then go home. I do hope that you've had a good week, that that you've been able to work a bit on your creative projects, dream about them, think about them, work on them, move forward with them, whatever. Yes, this is the end of my week, my end of my plugged week, and the beginning of my unplugged week. So I hope you have a great week next week. Maybe you will be a little bit unplugged too. It's very interesting what removing oneself from the internet, how much distraction that removes. Even if you don't get very distracted, it just removes the sort of dimension and leaves your mind open to other ways of being. Reading, maybe listening to music, things like that. So, yes, if you are going to have some unplugged time, I hope you go well with it. Thank you, as always, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday week, which I think is the 18th, I think. Talk to you again then.